I was dumb in school, in mathematics. I always failed it. Occasionally, I see books on stands. You know, mathematics can be fun. I burn them. And I flunked play class. That's a pretty bad start, you know, when you can't make a bunny, you know, just put the ears on the thing. And I got into manual training, almost lost my hand. There it is. Trying to make a tie rack. Simple little thing. Couldn't read a ruler. Cut the thing down to that size. I thought it was good for a bow tie, but the manual training guy didn't have any sense of humor, you know. Then I tried making a broom handle. Those were the two things. All we had to do a whole semester. I couldn't make either one of them. So I quit, finally. Terrible thing to admit. But I was 17. I quit high school because I knew it was failing. I got out before the report cards. Just knew it. You know, when you're sentenced to a blackboard and everybody's, in me damn. So I went to my mother and I said, I've enlisted in the Marines. And she said, wonderful, honey. Oh, God bless you. And pushed me out, practically. My dad just shook hands. Go get him, Tiger. Yeah, Dad, sure. So I went down to the post office. And there were all kinds of signs around. We need you, you know. Enlist now. Help us. Slip of the lip and the trip and all that stuff. So a lot of guys carrying, you know, record albums around with them, chewing gum. Some guys had a little juice in the back pocket. So I walked up into this post office. And I passed by the Air Force. And I knew I couldn't. I was going to be in the Air Force. I figured I'd be a flyer. But then I knew I couldn't taxi the thing around on the ground, let alone, you know, get it off. So I ended up in the Marines, and there was sort of a Neanderthal type of man there. He was sitting there, and he was a gunny, three up and two down. And he had a little dog with him with three up and two down, which I thought was a little strange. I didn't know who to salute. And later on, I found out he was the leader. But at the time, I was confused, you know. And he said, come in, buddy, husky fella. And I said, no, not yet. Can't have me. I'm a civilian. I knew my rights, you know. And he fought me a little while, and he said, get in here! And I did, and I moved, because I saw the dog sort of growling a little. So we listened to some records of South Pacific, and I read a book full of numbers, 36, 12, 19, 5, a lot of little dots. I knew it wasn't colorblind, because it made all the lights coming down. And then a little eye chart, you know, and did some silly. And then he showed me some risque pictures of some pictures he had on him. He captured off a Japanese soldier, and then I showed him some. Shook his day up pretty good. And then he said, take off your clothes, which was where I stopped, folks, because I'd never undressed in front of a 42-year-old man. I was a little shaky about that, you know, living in a garage most of my life. And being the only child, oh, I played intramural ball, you know, YMCA, but that's organized. That's organized, you know. Coach don't stand there. He goes on out. He dresses in his own place. Well, I had sort of a breakaway suit on. I was naked. And it was cold, wind whistling through me there, you know. And I got up on these Toledo scales, and I was checking in pretty good. And I happened to turn around, and I saw this dog staring at me. I don't know if you've ever undressed in front of a dog. It's the wildest. You know they can't talk, but it's the way they look at you. You know that? Then he wagged his tail, you know, went out and told his friends what he'd seen, which I thought. Then I coughed, and I was in. I had a little laryngitis, you know. Next thing I know, I was parasite, and I don't want to bore you with that, because I was bored myself. I almost lost my skull down there. Then they airlifted us, which was something new. Normally, it took a train, but they figured they wanted to get rid of us quick. And we went right on out this way, over the mountains and everything else. And we practiced sticking dummies for about an hour. And then the next thing I knew, we were in the Pacific. And I was an enlisted man. We weren't allowed to know anything, but I could tell by the air. And I knew it was warm, and the ocean was kind of flat. And it was sort of like being, you know, a PFC in Columbus, you know, just started looking around. And as I look back, I can see Lieutenant Matthews now. Oh, I can see Lieutenant Matthews now. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Most of you should be familiar with my face, name, and rank by now. I'm Lieutenant Matthews. First Lieutenant Matthews. Don't ever forget it. I didn't spend 10 years in college for nothing. Cost my family plenty. And now to get on with this chart. Most of you people are familiar with the chart, right? It's a great deal like a map. This is the island Tulufu, 1.5 miles wide, over 3.5 miles long. Over 1,500 Japs on that island. Should give you some brief idea of what you'll be up against tomorrow when you disembark. I'd hope to be able to go with you. But they need me here. However, I shall be observing some 5,000 yards off through heavy lenses. That's all, people. Gunnery Sergeant Grider, I think I have a few words. Until dawn, then, gentlemen.
Well, you heard what he said. It isn't going to be easy. Gonna have to get on that island, wipe out the Japs, the monkeys, the coconuts, the sea bees.
You over there, you still sick? You were sick when we left Frisco.
Gunny, I was sick the day I was drafted, man. I don't know what it is. I've been there that 4 minutes. Ain't a breath of air coming out of the thing and all them birds.
Don't worry about that. Just shape up. Shape up. And you over there, yeah, I'm talking to you, ice reading the comic book.
Ah, for 2 cents, I dropped you like a bad habit.
Now, that's the type of fellow we don't need in our outfit. And you, farm boy, playing that god-awful guitar.
Old dog Gray, ever faithful, grieved. I hate you, Gunny, I swear.
You're on report. And when did you join us, sickness?
My name's Fredericks, and I'm the clerk. I attend to the papers, point systems. What medals will be passed out? I'm certainly no troublemaker.
Get down below! Now tomorrow morning at 0400 we rise and shine. At 0600 we disembark and look real great, because they might be taking pictures. That's it, boys and girls. Good night. Now hear this. Section C. Section C, Marines prepare to disembark. Marines prepare to disembark.
Well, gentlemen, you'll have to admit it's a lovely day. Not a cloud in the sky, right, Colonel?
Yes, very true. Yes. Boys look wonderful today.
Stand over there, Colonel, and then get under the influence.
All right, get over the side, get your get fiddles and guitars and those comic books, and get in that craft.
Old dog. Boy, this thing gets smaller and smaller, don't that?
Well, don't look at me, gentlemen. After you. Here's one for Mother.
Man, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but this is the wrong island. These people are trying to kill us.